Idaho's being invaded by the thousands. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
They're expecting probably upwards of 70,000 people just here, and this population here is only 5,500. And so it's going to be walking room only, I think.
With just a few days left before the total solar eclipse, local merchants in Weezer, Idaho are gearing up for the unknown with guarded excitement. Chuck Lamb operates the official tourist trap located on Highway 95 through Weezer. His biggest seller is the t-shirt he designed for this event.
I went to my computer and conjured up an image of an eclipse, and then I added the lettering to it, and then I went to the people that print it, and it takes 7 different colors to make that particular design. You almost need sunglasses just to look at the shirt.
Lamb works in metal art designs, and he's putting the finishing touches on the Eclipse Man.
So and that guy there, he's the Eclipse Man. I'm just fixing his head. You know, he protects the sun and the earth and the moon from all the bad guys.
Just up the road at Mand Creek Country Store and Cafe, porta potties are arriving for a planned Eclipse Beach Party.
Here, one of the websites I was looking at said that Idaho is the closest place for 38 million people to come to be in the path of it.
So where will all these people stay? From renting campsites on private property for up to $500 a tent site to Forest Service campgrounds, space is at a premium.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.